Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Welcome to your Saturday. I'm glad you're here. I'd like to thank all of you who dropped by our America Outdoors Radio booth at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland last weekend. We had a great time there, and we are bringing you audio from that show today. At the bottom of the hour, longtime Columbia River guide Steve Leonard will join us to talk a little bit about his recent walleye fishing in the Columbia River Gorge and the springer fishing he's going to be doing in the lower Willamette in the month of April. You'll want to stick around for the end of the program, too, because Mark Bush, the owner of Twisted Waters Guide Service, will also be talking about catching walleye near the Dalles and let you know exactly what lure he's using to catch them. This portion of the show is brought to you every week by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Federal Way, in Puyallup, in Silverdale, and in Everett. And if you are looking for salmon gear or walleye gear or any other fishing gear, your Sportsman's Warehouse store is the place to go for that and more. You can also shop online anytime at sportsmans.com. We've got some fishing reports for you and some fishing news. We'll start off with sturgeon on the Columbia. The catch and keep season has been set, and it's definitely better than last year. WDFW has announced starting May 10th, anglers will have the opportunity to catch and retain white sturgeon in the lower 40 miles of the Columbia River. This fishery will be open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays through June 5th from the Wana Power Lines near Cathlamet, downriver to Buoy 10 at the mouth of the Columbia. All sturgeon fishing, including catch and release, closes at 2 p.m. each of these days. Anglers may retain one white sturgeon per day, measuring 44 to 50 inches from the tip of the nose to the fork in the tail. And the annual limit is only two fish. As for tackle, you're restricted to one single point barbless hook. Fisheries managers expect just under 3,000 sturgeon to be harvested in the lower Columbia this spring. If you're looking for some trout fishing right now, WDFW has stocked several lakes in the last couple of weeks. This includes American Lake in Pierce County, which received a plant of 10,000 catchable size rainbows. Mason Lake in Mason County got 5,500 trout. Y Lake in Kitsap County got 2,400. Long Lake in Thurston County got 7,200. And Black Lake, just south of Olympia, was stocked with 8,500 catchable trout. Checking in with our friends at Mardon Resort at Eastern Washington's Potholes Reservoir, Pete Fisher reports that trout fishing has picked up this week. Try trolling a number 7 flicker shad in front of the state park or at the mouth of Lynn Cooley to Perch Point. If you're fishing from shore, Medicare Beach is the place to go. Plunk some power bait with some marshmallows and worms. And bass tournament season is also underway at Potholes Reservoir. The Columbia Basin Bass Club held their first tournament of the year last weekend, and a lot of quality fish were weighed in. The big fish of the tournament, a 7.25 pound largemouth. That is a giant, caught by Greg Yeager and Tim Dallas. The winning weight was a 23.21 pound bag for five fish, which included a 6 pound largemouth caught by the team of Justin Dodd and Brett Sanders. Congratulations, gentlemen. Those are some fine fish. As for me, I'm looking forward to fishing that Berkeley Big Bass Tournament at Potholes Reservoir, hoping to catch one of those big hourly bass worth $3,000 and maybe get a shot at winning a new Skeeter bass boat. Wish us luck. We're going to need it. And if you want to register, you still can. Just go to northwestbass.com. Look for the Berkeley Big Bass Tournament. There's already some 121 teams registered.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation. Want to get into the fish? Then head to the Olympic Peninsula. Excel Fishing Charters will get you into salmon near CQ, where you can keep two chinook a day, or bottom fishing out of Mia Bay, where an abundant limit of rockfish and lingcod await. You'll be fishing in a comfortable boat with Tom Burlingame, and if you need a place to stay, he's got you covered at the Inn at Mia Bay. Book today at excelfishingcharters.com. Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
For your next local shot of the outdoors, we're checking in with Steve Leonard, the longtime owner of Steve's Guided Adventures, operating on the Columbia River. Steve, where have you been fishing lately?
I've been fishing walleye on the east side on the Columbia River below John Day Dam for the pre-spawn time of year, and I've also been doing some winter steelhead over here on the west side in the smaller tributaries.
Let's talk a little bit about the walleye fishing. How's it been this year in terms of big fish and also in terms of numbers for your clients?
The area that I'm fishing typically has bigger numbers. There are some big fish in there. 12.8 is my big fish. However, nice. These fish are staging in the deeper water this time of the year, which gets more of the smaller fish, males in that deeper water. But it's been big numbers of fish this year. Every year is a little bit different, but this year's been really good.
Are you jigging for them, or how are you catching them during these colder months?
I'm real diversified, so I like to start out with crankbaits in the morning, kind of let my guys get warmed up by the heater, do some crankbaits upstream, and then depending on what my clients are or the weather permitting, we would do a lot of jigging for it. It's just a matter of what we got to do for that time, but I like to jig and troll worm harness rigs.
So, March is in the rearview mirror. I understand this fisher will probably hold up until the end of April when the spawn is done, so that's good to know, folks, if you're interested in heading up there. But you're going to be fishing the Willamette River. Now, you're going after springers, and I've got to ask, I saw the Columbia run is only like some 72,000 fish for springers. Really low run. Is it going to be better on the Willamette?
Yeah, I predict it will be. It already has had a pretty good shot of fish that came into it. It's getting almost as many fish, almost over 60,000 compared to the 70 for the Columbia River whole region, you know. So definitely going to be more producing over there, and I fished a Multnomah channel also, which is a channel that comes off of it, and the fish will pull up through that channel before they get to the up the mouth, which is a few 20 miles upriver where it dumps into the Columbia. So going to be some really good opportunities in there this year.
What's the main way you're fishing for them? Are you basically fishing one of those hard-to-find herring or maybe a prawn rig behind like a pro troll flasher?
Well, that's a good question. Usually we run herring, but this year it's a gold. If you have some, you are the guy. However, they've got Brad Super Baits I run a lot of that work very well with tuna fish, pro cures, gel sand, bloody tunas, anise, garlic. All that works very, very well. I'm running inline flashers at this time of the year, not the pro trolls. It works for me. When that water gets to 50 degrees, 52, it is an absolute prawn bite with a spinner, coon shrimp, or prawns. I do both, and it can be a game changer.
There you go. Not only did you get some advice about where the fishing might be good for springers this year, but also some really good advice about how to catch them. If you want to book a trip with Steve Leonard, his website is stevesguidedadventures.com. Steve has been doing this a long time, got the reputation as one of the most solid guides on the Columbia River. Steve, always a pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate you being on the show, and tight lines to you guys out there, and good luck to you.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish. Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for another Max Minute, brought to you every week by Max Lure Company. This time around, we've got audio from the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in Portland. We're talking to Max Pro Guide Mark Bush. He is the owner of Twisted Waters Guide Service. Mark, great to have you back on the air.
It's good to be here.
So you are actually living near the Dalles in the Columbia River Gorge now, and that's the area you're fishing. I understand this April, you're going to be spending the month fishing for walleye on the Columbia. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Let's talk about what the walleye are doing in April. I think everybody knows to go after them in February and March, hoping for that trophy pre-spawn walleye. Have the walleye spawned in April yet, or are we still in the pre-spawn?
In April, we're still in the pre-spawn. The males are kind of up in the shallower water between 17 to 25 feet. The females, the bigger fish, are going to be in the deeper water waiting to spawn.
How deep are we talking here, 25 to 35?
Shoot, last weekend, we were catching them in 60 feet.
That is surprising to me. So when it comes to catching them this time of year, are we still jigging for them, or are we doing something else?
I really prefer to troll using worm harnesses, downhill troll, using a bottom walker and a worm harness, using the Max double whammy, just hooking a worm up and going downriver.
Well, those double whammies have worked great for a long time on walleye. What's your preferred color this time of year? Is it a chartreuse because of the off color?
They've got a blade, and I don't know what name it is, but it's kind of a blackish green, and it's got this iridescent little shine to it. And for some reason, the walleye are just loving that one.
Well, there you go. We don't know the name of it, but you'll know it when you see it.
You'll know it when you see it.
So look for the double whammy at a sporting goods store near you, or you can look for it online at maxlure.com. And if you want to go fishing in the Columbia River Gorge for walleye, either they're eater-sized males or maybe some of the big trophy females, get a hold of Mark Bush at Twisted Waters Guide Service. He's on Facebook. Do you have a website too?
Yes, it's twistedwatersgs.com.
That's twistedwatersgs.com, or look for Twisted Waters Guide Service on Facebook. Book now for a great walleye trip in the Columbia River Gorge. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
P.S. The color of that lure? Motor oil.